Now, what are the two ditches out here now? What's the
this
one?
This is Upper Ashley.
That's the one close to the house.
Yeah, and the one up there.
Oh, I see. And there used to be one more.
And this is just a kind of a little small ditch.
Oh, okay.
But it ran clear over here to where the U Hill is, right under the U Hill there, and that's where it ended.
Which is that, U Hill?
Well, where the U is up on the hill.
Oh, okay.
And
Asphalt Ridge.
The canal was what, 1, 2? It's about 3-4 miles. This ditch is about 4 miles long. And the Upper High Line is 18 miles. It goes clear, used to go clear to Green River down there. And this Upper Ashley, it goes about, it'll go 12 or 13 miles down through the valley here. But that's where the, within that 1 square mile, I figure in the 83 years that I've lived, I've been inside of that square mile at least 72 or 3 years at least, that many, right, within that.
Once. Where were you born? Were you born in here?
Well, I was born in this house right over here. That's where we're going to go over and show you where all the old barns and everything in there, where I lived. And then when we got married, two years after we got married, then we moved over to here, and we've been here ever since. Over just a half a mile, just a little over a half a mile from this house to that house. Shut off.
So were your parents farmers?
My dad lived in Cedar Ford. I was born out there. My mother was from Prattsville, down in the middle of the state. And she came out here when she was 4 years old. And lived here the rest of her life.
And what brought your dad out here then?
Well, Dad's had two brothers come out here.
Uh-huh.
And they were in the sheep business. And he came out to help them or be a partner or something. And then he stayed here. And then he had a sister come out here. So there was three brothers and a sister came to Vernal. And they all lived here, and they all went into the sheep business. That's where my dad got started, and then he was one of the big sheep men here in the valley. This valley, what made this valley to start with is sheep and cows.
Uh-huh.
My dad, he owned all of this here before he died, but during his lifetime, he bought a lot of it. My granddad, he filed on a lot of this ground when he came, and I think he came in 1878.
Uh-huh. Now, how does the place get the name Azer, this town?
Oh, there was a fellow by the name of Mazer. I don't know just what he did. Now, that's where Midge ought to be telling you about this stuff. She knows more about it than I do. Now, this is when Granddad place here. And he gave, when my mother and dad got married, then my Granddad gave them 10 acres of ground here. And that was these 10 acres here where the pine trees are. There used to be an old cabin right across the road there that Granddad built, and then he built that brick house there on this side of the road. Now here's the 10 acres that belong to my mother and dad.
Uh-huh.
And these pine trees, when I was a kid, we used to jump over them.
Really?
So you can see how big they are. And then right through here was a shed.
Uh-huh.
Turn to the road here, and it's all gone. A lot of these old sheds are gone.